Welcome to another episode of Exploring Christianity. I'm Daniel Clausen, your host. Today we continue in the book of Ephesians with a small verse in word count, but large in doctrine. So let's dig in. In the 8th verse of the first chapter of Paul's letter to the Ephesians, Paul writes, "Which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight." I have decided to focus on verse 8 by itself, even though it is part of both verse 7 and verse 9, because in it we have two important insights into why and how God saves us. And the first is a description of the grace of God, which Paul has made very clear. That is God's motivation for our salvation. Now here we find God has lavished his mercy and grace on us. And that means God has not held back on any part of our salvation, which is for us to pause and meditate on. We are told that God has saved us according to the riches of his grace, meaning that God is infinitely full of grace to give. And now we are told that God has not held back in giving that grace to us, but he has lavished it on us. I'm not sure where I heard the analogy before. Perhaps John Bunyan's thoughts on Romans 5 verse 20, which says, "Where sin increased, grace abounded all the more." And grace was compared to our sin. Sin, as the analogy went, is like the tallest mountain we can ever imagine. It's massive, it's daunting, it's too great for us to conquer, but it is finite, it peaks, and that's because it originates in us. Grace, on the other hand, originates in God. It's of God, and therefore it's infinite. It's like the universe around. Compare a mountain to the universe, and it doesn't measure up. That is the grace that he lavishes on us. Yet, many Christians today are suspicious of God. They doubt his goodness to them, and they are often paralyzed by fear. And to further their trouble, they focus on what they must do, or what God needs to do for their present problems, and not on what God has done for them in Christ. They want practical advice for what to do, not doctrine telling them what has been done, but that is where the answer for their needs lies. It is in this doctrine of salvation that God has lavished his grace on us by saving us from our greatest enemy, which is sin, and the guilt that sin brings. God lavishing his abundantly rich grace on us means God in no way begrudgingly sent Christ to redeem us. That God does not begrudgingly forgive us. Rather, the opposite is true. God eagerly saves and forgives us, and he does it in wisdom and insight. In all wisdom and insight. There is a common objection to God's election and predestination of sinners to salvation that claims God has to make his choice arbitrarily or randomly if he is going to make it unconditionally. The accusation seems to seek to paint God's election and predestination as impersonal and half-hearted, which of course cannot be the case with God. But Paul puts that quarrel to rest by underlying God's entire plan of salvation, from start to finish, has been done with wisdom and insight. God has done everything, and that means everything, for and in our salvation, with careful consideration and infinite wisdom. And when we think of God's wisdom and insight, we have to consider what Isaiah says in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 13 to 14. He writes, "Who has measured the Spirit of the Lord? Or what man shows him his counsel? Whom did he consult? And who made him understand? Who taught him the path of justice and taught him knowledge and showed him the way of understanding?" Now the obvious answer is no one. Those verses cause us to pause and think a bit about how different God's wisdom and understanding are to us, how much greater they are. And to us, God may appear arbitrary in his actions. They may appear random at times, from our perspective, but from God's perspective, everything he does is done with careful consideration. God doesn't have to guess what the outcome of his plans will be. he doesn't have to account for any margin of error. So when we read that God gives us every spiritual and heavenly blessing, that he lavishes redemption on us, we must have in our minds this fact that God has given just the right amount of it to us. We don't have to search for more redemption or more forgiveness in other places, or bring some of our own to the table. God has provided enough. God's wisdom and insight are also crucial to understanding the next verses as well, which Paul writes, "Making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth." Some might ask why God didn't just send a savior to Adam and Eve in the garden. And the reason was to set forth Christ, to make known the mystery of his will, because it was the way his infinite wisdom directed. The point of our verse today is to remind us the difference between us and God, that God is other than us, that God is our creator and sustainer, and that God is at work in our lives, in the world, saving sinners in all wisdom and insight.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Exploring Christianity. For more great biblical content, visit thechristianexplorer.org.